If I drive in from Chatham, it's usually getting from Chatham to Sittingbourne is quicker than actually getting from the start of London Road into the centre of Sittingbourne to actually park. It can take me 20 minutes, half hour to get through there. It's ridiculous. And then obviously during the day, we go out on work, and we've got to get in and out of Sittingbourne, and it can put so much time on our jobs, sometimes longer getting there to do the work and then get back in again. But it's getting to the point that I will prefer to get the train in, even with the slight delays on there. Actually, I know I'm going to get to work more on time than trying to drive in from Chatham. So it's it's really bad.
And I imagine, so it's paying for the train like an extra money you're forking out to sort of get to work, or how does it work out for you?
And I pay for that every day. We do a short week and a long week. So it's, on a short week, that's 4 days in, I'll just pay a daily ticket. But on the long week, which is 6 days, I'll do a week ticket because it saves money. But obviously, it's still paying extra to get to work rather than just driving in and sort of parking in some of the cheaper car parks.
So you're having to actually replan your whole day around this traffic situation. How long has this been a problem for you?
Well over a year now, I'd say. Well over a year. And it's even worse since they started doing the Stockley roundabout. That's the biggest thing because obviously my journey is the M2. And as during the working day, a lot of our work's in Maidstone as well. Obviously, it's down there to the Dentley Hill, and it's just, we have to do a lot of planning about where we're going and making sure we're grouping our customers and making sure we're just making the best of our efforts to get out rather than just running down the rain and for one job and coming back again. It's just
Not that simple.
not that simple.
So before this traffic was an issue, how long on a good day would it take you to do that route that you're doing now?
Well, the home journey. Technically, I could usually do that on a good, clear route, 20 to 30 minutes.
And then what, at its worst.
At its worst, it can take me an hour. So that's why you don't know basically how long it's going to take. That's why with the train, I know it might be a few minutes, but I will get here in time to walk through the door and open up before opening time.
Do you think that, like, what is the solution? Do you think there is one, or is it the fact that work, once it's done, will be good?
I'm hoping once the work's done, it'll do it. But I think some of the one-way system around here hasn't helped. Constant roadworks down the A2, always digging up, and it seems to be in the same place, and very often the same utility is digging up where they were like a week or so ago. It's there's this whole point they're all meant to do jobs together doesn't seem to happen. It is a lot of it is the roadworks and the temporary traffic lights that pop up overnight or during the day, causing problems. And I think they were talking about doing a bypass road 8 years ago, going round Sittingbourne, and missing it, but obviously that never happened.